Hey everyone, I need your attention for 1 minute. This is not one of those ads. This is something that has changed my entire life. If you've been listening to this podcast, you know that this is all about personal development as the foundation for everything good in your life. And this podcast is now sponsored by Growth Day, which is the world's first all-in-one personal development app. I mean, oh my gosh, can you imagine having everything all in one place that you need to create the life that you want? Now you can. So if you've been struggling with your motivation, your mood, your productivity, or your purpose, you have to check this out. Growth Day helps you consciously change your life and achieve your potential. It has all the self-improvement tools, motivational classes, and life coaching all in one place. So many of us want to improve our lives, but the question is how? Where do we start? What do we use? How do you get unstuck? How do you make self-improvement stick? Well, research shows how. It's when you consistently journal, track your habits, set goals, learn from empowering mentors, and challenge yourself that you'll be happier, healthier, and more successful. But let me ask you something. Where do you actually do all of your personal development work? I have to tell you that over 300,000 people use Growth Day for a reason. It works. It's the world's number one software for self-improvement. Growth Day has an amazing mindset journal that I absolutely love, a habit tracker, and a goal setting system. In fact, I bet if you went to my stories this week, you probably saw me using the journaling app and telling you to do it too, because it's the first time that journaling has ever actually stuck consistently in my life because of this app. And best of all, Growth Day has live inspirational classes every single week from the world's top motivational speakers and life coaches. These are people who have impacted my life in huge ways. These are mentors who I already knew and loved. In fact, this is something that's so huge for me, you guys. I personally teach a class in Growth Day every single month, and it is one of the most fun things that I get to do, and I'd love to see you there. These classes will truly shift your life. There's always something new that you will learn. So join me and 300,000 achievers growing our lives with actual real intention. Visit growthday.com/Lori for a free trial. Yes, you can try this for free. So go to growthday.com/Lori and go live your best life. You guys, that's growthday.com/Lori. And I can't wait to see you there.
Growing pains are not fun, but what is fun is holding more, seeing more, knowing more, sharing more, learning more, giving back more. And this life is unlimited. Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Welcome back to the Earn Your Happy podcast. And it's time for another quickie because there's always time to fit in inspiration. And whatever you're doing today, I'm so grateful to be in your ears. And I know that for me, podcasts have been a massive source of inspiration, of connection, of really connecting to my tribe. And I just want to say a massive thank you for supporting the podcast, for sharing the podcast, for texting it to your friends, for uploading it on social media. That's how the podcast gets out, you guys. So I just want to send a massive heartfelt, oh my God, thank you. I love you. I am you. I feel you. It's so cool to be able to talk to you. So something that I feel like you guys are calling on me to share more and more about is just talking about fear and accepting fear, maybe even learning to love fear. And I want you to know right now that good things and the best things in your life aren't going to come from things that feel good. They're going to come from things that scare you. They're going to come from things that expand you before you feel ready. And the biggest things that are coming for you and the things that you are praying for, whether that's a larger audience, whether that is a growing business, whether that is a deep connected romantic relationship or deep connected friendships, those are all things that are going to take more of you in order to keep them in your life. And I was in SoulCycle this morning and I was thinking about what it takes for a container to expand, because the things that you are praying for are big and you're not yet the container that can hold them. So I want you guys to think about how a glass bottle works. So a glass bottle can only hold so much liquid. And if that glass bottle is sitting and thinking about it wanting to be a bigger bottle, it wants to hold more volume, it wants to be expansive, that glass bottle is sitting on the beach and it's staring at the ocean and it's praying, how can I hold all this water? I want to hold all this water. Except when that glass bottle goes back to the glass blower and gets reheated, it's like, wait, don't put me in the fire. Oh my God, I had no idea. Maybe I don't want that dream. Maybe I don't want to hold that ocean. Maybe I don't want all of that expansion, because that is going to mean that I'm going to have to go back in the fire until I stretch and then I cool and I can expand. And that's exactly what life is like. We pray for massive expansion. We want to hold these incredibly huge visions, except when we get put back into the exact thing that is going to expand us, a lot of us say, get me out of here. I can't do it. This is too much. I'm not sure of myself. What about my past? I don't know if I can do this. What are people going to think? What are people going to say? And we don't sit long enough in the fire to let it burn away our old form and let us stretch into the person that can handle the dream that has all of that volume and all of those blessings. You need to expand for the blessings and you need to expand for all of the things that come with it. There is giant responsibility that comes with your dreams. And many of you, many of us, myself included, are wishing for something bigger or more. And we're not present and we're not grateful for what we have right now. And we're also in a state of maybe not wanting the lessons. So many people are like, yeah, but it's hard. Yes, it is hard. It is challenging. You know, so many times I'll put a post out talking about something, a life lesson or how we can learn from it. And people say, yeah, that's easy for you to say, or yeah, it's easy in theory, but it's, you know, not hard in real life. This is going to be, you know, this is one of the hardest things. And I'm like, of course, you know, there's only so many characters I can put in an Instagram post. And I always just want to say, of course it's hard. Like the things that are worth having are challenging. And you want to run and you want to go back to the easy thing and you want to doubt yourself, but you can't, because the only other option is to play small. And we know that happiness is not in that area. Hey, if it is, and you are happy and content with your life, like I think that that is like the ultimate spiritual evolution. If you are happy with where you're at, amazing. Keep doing what you're doing. But if you have a calling on your heart that has not yet come forward, you don't have any other option but to go for it. Even if that is not the dream that it ends up being, that is the carrot. So start following that vision that's pulling you, and that will change. For most of you, it's going to change, but let that be the vision that pulls you, whether it's getting a higher paying job or whether it's starting this business that's going to help you understand business and start another business, whether that's joining that network marketing company so you can start understanding what it's even like to work on your own, and then you can go off and do whatever you want after that. Like, let that be the carrot to start growing you, and know that if it's hard, then that is exactly where you need to be, because nothing easy or nothing that's already in your life is going to change you and expand you. You guys, we're all just that glass bottle looking at the ocean saying, oh my gosh, I just I can completely, I just want to hold that. I just want to be the person who can contain and just feel what it feels like to be all about that energy right there. And it's about sitting in the fire long enough to expand our container, expand our soul, sit in those problems, sit in the problem until you get an answer, sit in the question until you get an answer, pray about it until you get an answer. A Course in Miracles says, we feel weak when we are relying on our own strength. We feel weak when we're relying on our own strength. And I remember when I sit in problems and I think I can't do this, or I'm not enough, or I'm not good enough. I remember and I say to myself, I'm not supposed to do this alone. You need to pray. You need to pray to God. You need to pray to universe, whatever you believe in. You need to ask for some serious help. And then you need to call some friends or family or anyone who you can share this with. Get it off your chest and don't do it alone. The quickest way to going down a spiral of more negative thoughts is to keep thinking that thought over and over, attract even more of those thoughts, go down a negative spiral, and don't share it. If you want to get it out, share it, move past it. Share it. Sharing it is the fastest way to move past it with a group that you can trust. If you don't have one yet, just keep praying and listen to podcasts. Believe me, I have been there. I've been in situations where I'm like, I don't have any friends to talk to. You know, my husband doesn't even understand what I'm trying to do. Like, he's busy at work. He doesn't want to talk to me about this again. So pray, podcasts, books, more prayer. You guys, if it's good, it's probably not going to feel good. If it's good, it's probably not going to feel good. There are a lot of things in our life that we get to do, and we get to show up and make sure that we're doing things that we love, but we get really confused on things that expand us, that are uncomfortable, and we run from them because we're like, that doesn't feel good. Ooh, I don't know if I should be in that room. I don't know if I'm good enough. That doesn't feel good. I'll go back to my other rooms with people who don't elevate me, and we just have the same conversations over and over. Guys, expansion hurts. You're not ready for it yet, right? Your container is expanding and you're not ready for it. It does not, growing pains are not fun, but what is fun is holding more, seeing more, knowing more, sharing more, learning more, giving back more. And this life is unlimited, but it's all about how long you can sit in the fire and how comfortable you are with getting uncomfortable. How much can you love discomfort? How much can you sit in it and not try to run from it? That is your challenge today. How much can you stand in a conversation that makes your solar plexus churn and you're anxious and you're nervous? And how can you just let that be okay? How can you be more interested than thinking you need to be interesting, right? How can you just sit and let things be okay when someone doesn't like you, when you get a nasty email, when you get a nasty response in your DMs? How can you just let that be okay and understand they are on their own journey and let them be the tool in which you grow a bigger backbone and thicker skin? Without them, you don't get to thank them. Without them, you don't get to. You stay the same. Without the fire, without the pain, without all of those things that you don't want, you don't get to expand the container. That glass bottle cannot expand until it's put in the fire. It's impossible. It breaks, right? There's no other way to expand it besides breaking it. So if you want to stretch, you have to get in the fire and you have to sit in it. And that is what you're doing, and you're going to accept it and you're going to love it. So I want you guys to take this challenge on. Of just looking at the things that are hard, looking at the things that challenge you, look at the things that you feel impatient about, look at the people that you are annoyed with, irritated with, you don't like, you don't wish the things that they're doing to you on your worst enemy, but they're doing them to you. How can you accept it? How can you look at it? How can you send them love? How can you forgive them? How can you move on? How can you focus on something so much bigger that you know you have such bigger fish to fry that you don't have any energy for that bullshit? Like, you literally need to let go of the energetic ties to the bull crap. Like, you guys, life is too short. We don't even know if we'll be here tomorrow. Life is too short. You have to go and live your life. You have to go and live your life, or you're going to wake up next Monday and it's going to be the same. And the next Monday after that, and 52 weeks later, it's going to be the same Monday. Except you guys know what I always say. It's not the same. It only gets worse. If you're not doing things that stretch you, if you're not doing different things, if you're not doing things that you love, you're not doing expansive things, if you're not making time, if you're not setting boundaries, it only gets worse. And you are here to live an extraordinary life. You have a message to carry out. And this is so irresponsible to let someone's comment or judgment or their own fear projection to try to sway you, because you forget who is on your side. And that is something so much bigger. That is whoever or whatever you believe created you. And there is literally no challenge or anything that could ever go against that strength and that power. And you are tapped into it. You just have to keep turning back. You just keep have to turning back to it and praying. So it's a choice to give into that comment, to give into that email, to give into that fear, that old story. I'm not smart enough. I'm not worthy enough. I don't have a degree. I don't have the education. I don't know how. I don't know how is a bullshit story. You need to turn and you need to pray. You need to remember that every time that you forget and every time you lean into the fear, you've just turned your back on the sun. All you got to do is turn around. And that is always there for you. So you guys, I'm sending you so much love today. Just grateful. I'm just in such a happy, grateful place. I'm working on projects that I love. They are expanding me beyond anything I can tell you. I'm about to go sit in the fire tomorrow, literally. And just, you know, pray that this vision was given to me for either this vision or a greater vision or just my expansion. But I'm so excited to share it with you in the future as soon as I can, because it does involve you guys. And just, it is leveling me up, to say the least, which is going to give me a whole lot of content for the next couple of years. So here we go. Thanks for joining me on this journey of embracing fear in every aspect and knowing that it's just like the most delicious thing to ever learn from. Perspective is our power, you guys, and fear is the invitation for growth. And I will see you, hear you. I won't even hear you, will I? I will see you on Instagram and hear about your feedback, but I can't wait to chat with you on the next podcast. So until next time, earn your happy. Bye, everyone. Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing. And we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.
Want to know a huge secret to my success? Okay, not only my success, but just about every single person that I have interviewed on this podcast who is successful has this in common. You guys, they love to journal. They capture their life lessons and what they're grateful for. But a lot of people don't keep this up consistently. And most people do know that the research shows that journaling deepens your gratitude and increases self-awareness. But did you also know that journaling decreases stress and helps you achieve your goals faster? In fact, journaling is a huge differentiator between average performers at work and high-performing people. It leads to longer-term clarity, confidence, and success. So why don't more people journal? Why didn't I journal consistently? Honestly, they don't like staring at a blank page. It's hard to carry a book around with you or a notepad, and they just don't even know what to write about, or they just forget. That's why I know that you're going to love Growth Day. It's the world's number one system for self-improvement, and it's like all-in-one personal development in an app. And it has an awesome digital journal, and people love it. Growth Day's digital journal has hundreds of research-backed writing prompts for self-reflection, positive mindset, confidence building, and success. I use them all the time, and it makes me think in ways that I typically don't, and it makes me ask myself better questions, which we all know gets better results in our lives. life. It even has prompts that help you develop a daily, weekly, or monthly habit of reflecting on your life and identifying areas to grow. So it's a perfect time of year to start journaling, you guys. When you sign up at Growth Day, you also get systems for habit tracking, goal setting, and scoring and improving every area of your life. Best of all, I get to teach there too, you guys. I'm so excited. I hope that I get to see you. I teach live in Growth Day every single month with a new topic just for you. So join me there. Start your free trial at growthday.com/Lori. Hey, I know if you're listening to this podcast that you have big dreams and big goals. And one of the things that can really stop you is struggling with your marketing. Trust me, I have been there. Are you using 10 different systems just to build your online business? Then I want you to try Kajabi. Kajabi helps you build your web pages, set up funnels, and sell your courses, content, coaching, or communities. You've been hearing me talk a lot about funnels on this podcast and the importance of your email list. You can get a free trial at Kajabi.com. That's Kajabi.com. I've talked about Kajabi before, but here's something that's super cool and new. They just rolled out an AI assistant for creating your online course curriculum. And this means you just type in a topic that you want to create on a course or webinar and bam, it just generates a sample outline for you. It takes a ton of the hard work away. Of course, you're going to customize it to be your own, but this really helps you get over the struggle of how in the world to start, which is where most people stop. If you're like me, starting is always the hardest part, and that's what makes Kajabi so popular. They've made it easier for creators to build web pages, build courses, build coaching programs, build membership sites, build checkout pages, and build email funnels. So if you're struggling with any of those, you gotta go check it out. Go to Kajabi.com. Kajabi was really the first all-in-one system and is trusted by over 100,000 creators. I think that's good enough for me. Also has influencers and marketers who use this. And now their smart AI platform makes it easy to take what you know and turn it into an online course and business. Go start building with a free trial at Kajabi.com. That's Kajabi.com. Hey, do you know what the big secret is this year? And it shouldn't be a secret because this should be your biggest focus. It is building your community. I am always working on building and nurturing my community, and everyone is talking about the power of community. Without an online community, you just cannot grow organically or create a real movement, which is what I know that we're all after. And you can build trust or monetize your audience. When you get community right, not only does your audience grow faster, but so do your sales. But where's everybody going to be managing their communities these days? And a lot of online entrepreneurs and thought leaders are turning to Circle.so. Circle is an all-in-one community platform. It lets you host content and create discussions, live streams, group chats, and memberships all under your own brand. And what's so cool about Circle.so is that you don't even need a website or Facebook group. Instead, Circle lets you build your own community site where you can host content and manage your members. You can even create locked and unlocked content spaces, groups, and classes. How freaking cool is that? You can put your content behind a paywall too, and you can charge different amounts of money for different spaces on your community site. Circle.so is famously easy to use, and it has a free 14-day trial for you, so you can go check it out, see if you like it, see if you love all the options. Just go to circle.so. Go check it out right now, you guys. Imagine being able to manage your community, start group chats and live classes, and accept payments all in one place. Kind of mind-blowing since this is usually spread all over the place. You have to log into so many different things. If this is the year to capture, organize, and monetize your community, head over to circle.so. You can get a free trial and start building your online community right now. Just go to circle.so. You guys, you get the 14-day free trial. So just go and see if it's for you. It's going to streamline everything and make your life so much easier. It's so freaking cool.